All right, now our official recording is going. So welcome everyone to this next edition of the Performance and Skill Working Group. First thing they ask us to cover is this antitrust policy notice that I'm sharing. If you're not seeing the screen, there's also a link in the email. Basically, if you're going to stay on the call, you agree to abide by the antitrust policies of the United States and other countries. Stop the share now. So the next thing we like to do is do a quick round of introductions. I'm sorry, I'm fighting my screens here. So I'm Mark Wagner. I work at Red Hat. I'm a Hyperledger member and Techno Steering Committee member, as well as the chair of this group. Let's see if I pronounce it right. Anji, is that how the correct pronunciation? I see somebody.
Yeah, correct. It's correct. Yeah, it's correct.
Okay.
I have some disturbance. Yeah, it's Anji. I'm Anjanelu Nagnori. Short call, you can call Anji. I'm from India. I recently joined Hyperledger community. I'm looking forward to work with you guys. Just let me know. I'm very new. I'm not have any idea on this. I want to contribute from my end. Yeah.
Cool. Well, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much.
Harish, you want to go next? You got your coffee yet?
Hey, hi, I'm Harish. Hey, yeah. So I'm Harish. I've been in this group for the last 1 year or so. I just recently finished my PhD where my thesis focused on the performance aspects of Hyperledger Fabric. And so a lot of work that I did in this group really helped me push my thesis and speed up my work. So I'm always happy to come back here.
Cool. Well, welcome. And now you're still on the West Coast?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for getting up for us. And also, Harish had put in the Performance and Scale Working Group chat channel last week quick overview of what he's been working on for his papers and all, and a paper that he was one of the co-authors on. So I've been reading it. It's a good read if people want to give it a shot at some point. And maybe we can set up a time where Harish can talk about it if people feel they'd like to hear more, or, you know.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that.
Make him defend his position or whatever they call it when you go for your PhD.
Yeah.
I can't talk this morning. Ho Quin Hui?
Hello, everyone. I'm Hou Qinghui. You guys can call me Hui. I'm working with Caliper. Caliper is a blockchain benchmark framework which allows users to test a different blockchain solution with predefined use case. And I get a set of performance test result. Now, Caliper supported five blockchain solutions, such as Aroha, Fabric, Sawtooth, Barra, also Caliper supported Hyperledger Composer. And absolutely, Caliper also supports four performance indicators, such as success rate, transaction throughput, transaction latency, resource consumption. You can use Caliper to test the blockchain network which have been integrated. And you also can test your own deployed blockchain network to check the performance indicator. We welcome you guys to use Caliper and contribute to Caliper. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, thank you. Let's see who's next here. Mark Simpson.
Hello, folks. Yeah, I'm Mark Simpson. I work for a company called Quorum, small little, well, we're not quite a startup, but we're in London, working mainly on Corda at the moment, but in the past I've been working with performance on Ethereum with payments, a bit of that on Hyperledger as well. And then we're trying to release the Emerald benchmark at the moment for payments. And so, but yeah, I'm happy to be part of this space and looking forward to our next use cases and our next paper, whatever that's going to be.
So is the work you're doing with Emerald now for your day job different than the lab?
Not really. No, I'm going to, it's going to be the same actually. So I've got to produce some proper numbers out of that for what we're doing, but that test harness will be the same thing we use. As well as sticking it in, we're going to test it in Kubernetes. So there's a bit of work to do around that. So yeah, it's not going to be a different thing. It will be the same thing. So obviously, if we can refactor that for the other platforms, then the better, I guess.
Cool. I think
that answers the question.
All right. Yeah. No, because we're getting Fabric to move to Kubernetes too. So if you need some help with some of that. I've done some OpenShift work, which is Kubernetes based as a layer on top of Kubernetes.
Yeah, we've done some stuff with OpenShift actually for those kind of things. We did move away because it was quite an early version, but yeah, we're having lots of fun with Kubernetes. It's not for the faint hearted, and put that with blockchain, then you know, it's one hell of a CV, but it's a lot of work.
Cool. Sorry, I didn't meet your needs earlier. Todd.
That's all I know.
Todd, you're up next.
Hi, this is Todd Little. I'm an architect for Oracle, working on our blockchain platform, which is a fabric-based managed service. And my interest is just around performance of fabric, of a blockchain as well. So not much else to say.
Cool. Vipin?
Hi, my name is Vipin Bharathan. I work as an independent blockchain consultant, and I'm familiar with the capital market space, finance, but I'm also interested in a variety of other blockchain-related topics. Most recently, I was at Real World Crypto in San Jose.
Cool. And how'd that go? Any performance and scale work out of that?
Not really, but you know, they do talk about the performance and scale of cryptographic algorithms in various contexts, which obviously relates to the work that we are doing, not directly, but they had discussion of systems at scale like Snap, like Google and Amazon. Google Crypto Library and Amazon, defense in depth library, not library, but techniques that they use, which was very interesting. And then how performance and security sort of do not go hand in hand. In other words, if you want more performance, how you have to turn off parts of, like for example, in the Intel SGX, how you have to turn off hyper-threading in order to be completely secure. So these topics relate, obviously not directly to the blockchain performance and scale.
Cool. Yeah, we've done some interesting work with Hyperthreads, and I probably shouldn't bring it up because I can't give a correct synopsis right now on the phone, but there's some workloads where turning them off definitely helps, and other workloads where it doesn't. I'll have to go back and find out the mix. But that's just for performance. So skipping ahead to other business, I accidentally pulled the stack discussion out of the agenda, so because it was late. But so Vipin and Todd, did you see the invite for that? The other folks have responded that they're coming. I didn't see anything from you guys.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you know about it, so that you can be in the meeting since you had expressed interest. And so that'll be tomorrow. And to me, it's like just the initial thing. Vipin, you're familiar with Stack, right?
Not
really.
Okay. I should be.
Okay. Well, I've asked Peter to give us an overview of them, and then Tracy to give an overview of us, and then we can talk about performance and scale working group. I went back through the original mail thread from over the summer, and I think initially they were looking for people to just come speak at their conferences, which I think there's usually one in Chicago, one in New York, and one in London or something like that. So, but we'll figure out what, use this as a starting point to see how we can work with them. So that's what I had on that. Any questions on that? Okay. So I guess as far as where we are with our current work items of going forward with, the use cases and the supply chain, are we at a point where we should start writing general things down? Or, where do people feel we're at? I think we've sort of narrowed in on some things. Would writing stuff down help us, or is it too early for that? Anybody?
I think it would start to make sense to at least, I guess, have some notes on it of where we're aiming for, really. Then that help. It's a bit like a snowball then, isn't it? Help it gather more snow as you do it. I don't think it has to be a formal document like performance and scale one, but just some notes of the area we're investigating and the sort of things that we're testing for performance on. That seems to make sense. Just a general sort of brainstorm doc would probably be a good start.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, I will, because one thing I haven't been doing a good job of is getting the recordings and the minutes out. I will go through and get that done this week. And from that, I will get a rough Google Doc going and send a link out to the list by Friday of where things are at. So how do we want to dive into where we're at now and what we're doing? Do we need more to narrow it down? I think we're talking about supply chain and, I guess I'm falling short on all my action items.
Do we have any particular platforms that would be candidate at the moment? Mark.
Well, I wanted to reach out to the project that I don't know has been named yet, the contentious one about supply chain. which was with Sawtooth, but to see where they're at and what they think important metrics are.
Okay, cool.
Because it would be good to do it with a, you know, work with a Hyperledger project. I think, you know, one of the things with Hyperledger from my perspective is it tends to not be one big project. It tends to be, you know, little silos of projects that don't necessarily work together. So, you know, because they're, you know, doing a Fabric framework or they're doing a Sawtooth framework. And it's not always, hey, you know, if we do the, you know, I think the URSA, the crypto stuff is great because that will start pulling people, you know, together to work on something that can be a common layer across everything. And if we can sort of do some of that with a supply chain and work with those folks, that would be great to help pull the community together a little bit, I think.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Vipin, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, did you have a sort of a recap of stuff that we have already done? So you're suggesting we work with the supply chain project temporarily called Grid, I guess. But their whole thing was that it was not a supply chain project. So it was meant to be interfaces for a data model, GS1, and those kind of things. So I don't know how much we can work with them in terms of modeling an actual supply chain, because that their whole premise was that they will not be working directly towards the app layer. So so we spent some time discussing this before with Mark Simpson and you and other people, because supply chain is a vast concept. And then we came up with provenance as one of the sort of subcategories, because that's what most people think when you say supply chain. So is there a provenance project that we could look at? But I get to your point, Mark, that we are not going to have access to details or be able to run anything to do any kind of measurement on a project that is not Hyperledger. But I know that Sawtooth guys had done something in the fish department, and the other big one is the Fabric one in with the Maersk project. Then there's the Walmart project, which I don't know is whether it's directly related. But if there's any way we can get into those, one of those provenance projects, and look at what they are actually measuring, you know, those kind of things, then that can be the basis for a document, or rather, you know, it has, and then we can basically we do a survey of an existing project, see what they're concerned about and interested in. And then related to our general document that we produced, and then come up with measurements that are appropriate for supply chain, because we are only using that use case in order to drive the general performance and scale discussion. So I don't know how much you can gain by looking at this project, which is Grid, in short, and one other project that are more mature, provide us with more more data. But then, you know, I'm just going around, so I'm just recapping what I said, which is one is use Grid, the other is use projects that are available, but then we have the problem, can we actually get any real data from commercial systems? That's the other question. So we have to make up our mind about that. So is it provenance? Is it something else? That's, of course, the question that has to be answered first.
So I think you sort of summed up where I was trying to go with it, though, was I don't have a lot of supply chain experience. And so I figured the people that were proposing Grid or whatever it's to be called, you know, would have more than I do. And I haven't heard from people on the call that they have a lot of supply chain experience. So I think, you know, being able to talk to people across all of these would actually be good. And just sort of poll, you know, and see what we can do to work with people to get a little bit of insight and do that next layer of metrics, if you will. I think you weren't on the call last week, but I had talked about how DTCC and Digital Asset Holding did that paper on, you know, when they defined a new thing, a trade or something like that, that was a bunch of transactions. And so if we can come in and do something like that for supply chain, that, you know, what's involved. And maybe I'm just overthinking it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right in the sense that always helps to stay on the user level in terms of these, what we call transactions, what the user calls transactions. So we have to bridge that gap, because they do not see the atomic, you know, the fine-grained transaction that we see. It may take multiple items to be stored on the ledger in order for a single unit of a provenance work to be done. So I would look at in terms of supply chain, I have some experience, but mostly dealing with trade finance, but, you know, always willing to explore the provenance field, because I think it's very, I had some exposure to it, but not a whole hell of a lot. You know, first of all, is provenance the right thing? That's the first question. Second is there a larger unit of larger units that we can talk about from a user perspective? The third, I mean, we can actually go back to the, you know, as I had told you that I've actually talked to Rob Palatnik of DTCC and try to get more detail on exactly what they were doing, but he wasn't willing to share that information right away, but he did hold out the hope that it will be done sometime this quarter. However, how is that germane to the supply chain discussion, right? I mean, that's a real question. You know, there are several things going on here. One is, you know, how would you define the transaction from a user perspective? And how would you then look at supply chain, especially provenance, from a working project and come up with some guidance for a performance and scale. I don't know what the methods used in current performance and scale measurement of actual things are, right? I mean, you have more experience with that in terms of stack or any other standard and the application of that to real life workloads.
Okay. Anybody else thoughts?
I'd actually forgotten about the us talking about provenance, so that's probably Christmas did that to me. But I think that seems like a good I mean, thanks Vipin for that. I think it's like a good sort of general case to go after, because it taps into many things. I mean, there's a lot of supply chain and provenance work. Quite what that means in terms of a test, it might be worth us sketching out what we think that is to see if that's a direction to go in. Yeah, certainly, I certainly agree with the fact that, you know, if we're looking at sort of production systems of real data, I could understand how people would be reticent on parting with that. But I think, yeah, it sounds like that might be something to go after, looking at, you know, how things propagate through the network and that kind of thing, because it's different. It's a different shape to, say, like payments, which we were originally looking at. But it kind of makes sense to me. Not quite sure how the measurements feel like they'd be different to, say, like standard transaction and payments, but I'm not quite sure in my head how that is. So maybe it's worth looking at some particular provenance projects. I mean, Everledger's one, isn't it, that I think is written on Fabric, is provenance of diamonds. Maybe that's one area we potentially look at.
Yeah, that seemed also very more mature. Maybe I'm reading it wrong from my read of Leanne's presentation. But you never know, because, you know, when you're looking at a presentation, you never know how detailed that is in real life and how much of that they're willing to share. But we could use we don't need to get into the technical details. We should be looking at what they're really concerned about in terms of the provenance of diamonds. You know, there are several steps. How do you track several steps and several parties, right? Meaning there are gaps both in terms of the institutions or the enterprises involved in the diamond supply chain or provenance, and also in geographic separation, right? Stuff happens in the mines, then it happens during the cutting phase. Then something happens during the polishing phase. So there are, let's say, there are about three or four different operations. And then, of course, it comes to the store. And then how do they identify, you know, the diamond? And then what are the measures that they're concerned about? Like, when they update, when a single diamond single rough diamond becomes multiple rough diamonds, how do they track that? Luckily with diamonds, I think they have some kind of a digital fingerprint or digital ID using what they call forensics or measurement techniques. So, you know, we can quickly model up what they actually have in Everledger, because it's probably available, you know, on their website. But raw numbers, what they have, I doubt whether they'll share it with us. I don't know whether they will, but we could reach out to them.
That's a good start.
Todd, you've been awful quiet today. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Everledger would be a possibility. I know we're in discussions with them. It would certainly be worthwhile to look at somebody who's actually built something that's you know, doing something in production. That's always preferable in my mind to coming up with hypothetical cases or, you know, imagined cases. Because I think you miss a lot when you do that. When you go to a real world case, then you know that the transactions you're looking at, the issues that are faced and stuff like that are real. But you know, whether they will actually divulge enough information for us to do that or not, I don't know. I've not dealt with them directly. But I would think if we could do that with, you know, one of these provenance-based offerings that's in production, I think would be beneficial to us.
Okay, so does it have to be a blockchain implementation, or is it just a supply chain implementation? I guess
that's
is a good
question.
Well, the main thing about the provenance use case is there has not been a real scalable solution until the blockchain came along, because there is reliance on paper methods and other, you know, methods using processes using paper or, you know, those kind of things. So I don't know, maybe it would be worthwhile also to look at it in a much more undeveloped state, you know, like you're saying, which is a non-blockchain, or how things work today, you know, that kind of thing, or how things don't work. But in the end, I think in order to inform our paper, we have to look at something that's real. And that's my main concern about using the grid proposal, because I think it's fallen out of the Cargill project with Sawtooth. I don't know anything more about how far it's along, whether it's in production or not. The grid is only a manifestation of the true project, which they're already doing. I don't know anything more about it.
Okay. How about the other folks on the line? Ho Chin Hui, Harish, Anji? Thoughts? Harish,
This is Harish. Yeah. So yeah, I would agree with Todd and Vipin's comment as well. Yeah, that we would definitely prefer to look at a more real world system than just something on the paper. At this point, I was wondering if anyone has looked at the ITU working group. Have they been working on any documents, or have they documented any real world use cases on supply chain?
Which working group? I didn't catch that.
ITU. They have a lot of working groups going on in this in blockchains in general. So, some of them were specifically focusing on specific applications like supply chain. So, yeah, maybe I can take that as an action item for myself to look at that working group and see what they have been doing so far.
That would be great.
Yeah. So let's share the documents. Let's maybe make it, I can try to ask them on emails whether it's okay to do that or not. And maybe let's go from there.
So this ITU is a standards body or something, no?
Yeah. It's based out of Geneva, Switzerland.
Yeah, I think I saw some. Anyway, okay. So I just wanted to put the context around it.
Another road trip?
Who's so paying? ITU is International Telecommunication Union. Yeah, sorry, Vipin, go ahead.
I saw them present something in ID 2020. But since they are much more open, like a standards body, right? Harish?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's counterintuitive to what I just said earlier, that we would like to look at real-world use cases. I'm still going back to an organization which talks in pen and paper, so.
But will it be useful to take some of their stuff and map it to a real-world use case?
Yeah, let's see what they have in the documents, because I think one of their working groups works only on applications of blockchain, applications of DLT. And within that also, they have split into multiple subgroups focusing only on supply chain and so on. So they might be, I mean, at least there are more experts there, or people who are domain experts in that area working together. So maybe I can try to reach out to them and see what they have been doing.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So we've talked about, provenance in a couple different areas. Is the goal, do people, think we should be focusing on one area or trying to gather a bunch and boil it down to common denominator things? Like does a, tracking lettuce at Walmart for the supply chain, is that going to be a lot different than tracking diamonds?
Yeah, I mean, the point is there are materials that do not have a huge number of transformations, like basic things like lettuce or diamonds, which are much more, there's a lot of process going on in getting them out of the ground. People are always interested in, the various steps of the way, all of that. But, the idea, according to me anyway, would be that we have two things, right? I think that's a great idea that Harish put forward, that we look at existing standards, if any. Then we map it to some real-world use case, like, let's say, Everledger, which is the diamond use case, or the lettuce use case, depends on which one we can look into more. And then, as a third step, try to generalize such a provenance use case and try to say what would be the how would you characterize a use case like provenance, meaning there is origination, there is just plain transportation, and there is then transformation, right? Like maybe the lettuce gets washed, I don't know. Or when it's generated, there's some certification that says it's meaning when it's cultivated, there's a certification that says it's organic and so on. So how do you ensure you know, those kind of off-chain characteristics are securely put without falsification capture. You know, usually they have. I was just reading about a case where they were claiming that something was cultivated according to some standards, but the, when the inspectors went over there, they found that it wasn't. So, but it has been sold as, you know, whatever, organic. There are multiple organizations that certify this, and sometimes you don't need to prove too much to do that. So what would be, how would that work be easier if it is on the blockchain, or, you know, this kind of, I mean, the steps, the focus on particular use cases, then the generalization of those use cases, and then mapping it onto standards. It seems like a worthwhile project in terms of our group. Of course, focusing on the numbers.
Yeah, and I think the hidden benefit of this is, you know, we could probably also do some scale work when we get into this. I'm not sure yet, but it'd be good to get some scale work done as well. All right, so people agree this is a good direction. Way to go. Rah, rah.
I think so. I agree with the... Sorry, Mark, go ahead.
No, so I'd finish. It was, I think so, full stop. I just didn't quite get the full stop in. Go ahead.
Harish?
Yeah, I think this is a good plan. I like the idea. Because yeah, looking at standards should be helpful as well, because if there is already prior work done in sort of summarizing the steps in supply chain that Vipin just, the example that Vipin presented, origination, transportation, processing, and so on. If these are already standardized, it will really help us speed up. And that way we can look at any supply chain use case, you know, however different they are, and be able to still map them into something which is, you know, from a systems perspective, we can generalize them. I think we should be able to.
All right, cool. Now, I had talked with Fabian, I forget his last name, he works at Airbus, because he had mentioned supply chain. I think it was Montreal. Marta had introduced me to him as someone who, you know, would be interested in the performance and scalability. So I will reach out to him to see what they're doing. I talked to him a little bit, and Basil as well, but I'll go dig up his contact information and reach out to him and ask him. Harish, you're going to go talk to, well, get in touch with the ITU. Does anyone have any connections to Everledger, or should I just sign up to go do that?
I can reach out to them.
Okay. And I will talk to the guys at IBM to see if they can connect me with someone who might be able to give us a high level non-proprietary view of Maersk or Walmart and what key characteristics are for what they think key characteristics are for supply chain. Sounds like a good start.
Sounds good.
All right. So what else we got for today? Any new business? Excuse me?
So do we have a target or, you know, like what exactly, we also spoke about what we are actually working on. I mean, how is the refinement of the performance and scale? How is our next paper going to be different? Of course, it focuses on a use case, but then what are the kind of things that we would get out of this paper?
Hey, can folks mute if you're not talking? Thanks. So Vipin, I'm not sure I necessarily follow your question. I'm sorry.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, okay, so we said that we'll focus on a use case. We'll, you know, employ these two methods, that is, look at standards and look at specific ones, and then try to generalize based on the standards whether there's common characteristics across use cases. Now, out of all that, what is going to fall out of all this? Meaning, in terms of a paper, what are we going to focus on, and how is it sort of continuing the work that we've already done?
I sort of envision that there'd be a paper that, you know, would fit a level above the paper we've done, you know, with description of, you know, define some terms and hopefully talk about scalability as well. But, you know, if other people have thoughts, happy to hear them.
Mark, what would be the idea of hey, this is Stephen. Hey, Vipin, how are you? What would be the idea of, as far as like a best practices? I mean, presumably that's, you know, with the idea of setting some of the requirements, but also eventually coming up with some best practice recommendations of some sort that are, I'll say, well, if we can even get to that by, you know, coming down to some common denominator that in general, you know, this is better than that for these type of circumstances. And maybe, you know, to your case, you know, for use case purposes, especially, that then this configuration tends to lend better, and in that configuration, you know, these type of parameters are going to be more important. You know, to Vipin's state is sort of, you know, what comes out of this, I would think some sort of best practices paper, wouldn't it? Or some sort of recommendations.
I think to do a best practices, we need to do a lot of testing and measurement, right? With different configurations or whatever. And that's not really the focus of this group at this point.
Well, the question is, do we need to do it, or do we need to be a repository or catch point for those who are doing the testing? because there's a lot of different projects, obviously, and they hopefully are, as they get there, then they'll be doing some testing on their own. But if there was some way of being able to catch that, then they could have something and they could compare. I don't know what the community's, you know, appetite for being able to put those numbers in. But would that make sense to have a place where, and encourage those projects to kind of submit testing data on?
Yeah, that would be ideal if we could do that. It's just, you know, reaching out to the communities to get there. So, I don't know what other, you know, what other people think. Oop, did I lose everybody?
Well, I'm still here with you, Mark.
Okay.
So, no, not at all. We are all here.
Deep in thought.
Yeah, I think best practices, you know, is a good goal to get to. But I think first, you know, we want to understand the basics and define some metrics and then work with projects to get there. So, you know, I think that's a longer term objective. Personally, that's what I think. I'm happy to, you know, go with what the group thinks.
Maybe the best practice will fall out of experience.
Right.
Once we've done a few tests and things like that, then no doubt we'd I certainly make a load of mistakes. So hopefully best practice comes out the back of that. So yeah, it's a third thing after doing some more sort of concrete test harnesses, maybe.
All right, cool. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was just wondering if, I mean, maybe not for immediate, but certainly once the parameters are better defined, maybe, you know, having some sort of place where we can attract and ask for submissions of testing results from different projects. I know that's not, you know, an easy thing to get necessarily, and I don't know, you know, how willing some of the projects are to submit some of the data. But I'm just wondering, you know, if a common repository, if we, you know, some future goal might be to provide some sort of common repository to post that in some sort of format, which then, you know, even if it's anonymized or whatever, but something so that we can begin to get data to take a look at that's not in our own direct experience. That then, you know, we can make more larger generalizations about. So. Because I'm thinking, even if, okay, hey, people are testing, they have this data, where would they put it? How would they provide it?
I think that's actually a good point. I think that, again, it's the thing with benchmarks, and that if you're measuring against different platforms, different benchmarks, you need a standard so you produce similar results, and secondly, you need to see some data so you compare results if people can make them public. So I think that's a really good point.
So Mark, are we done?
I think it's just us in here now.
Hi, once again, I'm talking with mute on. Sorry.
It was a fantastic conversation.
Yeah. No one disagreed with what I said, so we're going with it.
Exactly.
Ho-Ching Hui put a link in in the chat window if people want to take a look at that, but we can discuss that another time. I'm sorry I didn't see that earlier. But it's like a fabric configuration, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was a result of, I was asking him in chat if they had some example config files for Caliper, because I'd love to do some testing with Caliper.
All right, cool. All right, well, thanks everybody. I see we're at the top of the hour and I'm 2 minutes late to my next meeting. So I will let you all go and I'll send mail out on Friday because Monday's a holiday for some of us. So I'll make sure I get it out on Friday rather than at midnight on Monday. So thanks. Have a good week.
Cool.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Ciao.